First, I want to thank the Chevra, Shmuley, all the guys, all the Hachanis, to get the shul ready, the Yedidus, all the friends, in the Kehila, and outside the Kehila. Mevakshe Hashem, Darshe Hashem. I want to thank my dear friend Yaakov Hagler. Where's Yaakov? You know, the chiyas that we have from the sleepers the whole year, we think back, it carries us, it pulls us out of places that we didn't want to get into, and it brings us to places that we never dreamt we can go to. We should continue for many years in this issue.
Amen.
I think it was the first breeze we've had in a couple of months or something. The last few hours, we could already smell sleepers. Already begin to feel sleepers. Yidden wish each other also they should have a good sleepers. And the change in the air gives a feeling that it's possible for us to change. And that it's not too late. L'cho Hashem atzdoke v'lonu b'yishas haponu. Each year we begin, we enter into these gates of Yerushalayim, of the Yomim Neroyim, of the Yimeha Simcha, with that feeling of the opening of Slichus, L'cha Hashem Atzdokir, L'onu Baishas Haponim, admitting, acknowledging, once again, L'cha Hashem Atzdokir, Hashem is Baruch, you're right, you're so good to us. L'onu Baishas Haponim, and we're so embarrassed. Loi b'chesed, loi b'masim, b'onu l'fanecha. Loi b'chesed, we don't come to you as people who could possibly claim to be faithful, to love you the way that you deserve to be loved. Loi b'chesed, loi b'masim, certainly as far as our deeds or actions are concerned. Loi b'chesed lo b'masim banu l'fanecha. Kedalim l'charoshim b'fakten l'losecha. Poor people. Like people who are impoverished, who are empty. We're back again knocking on your door. In the nusach of Vidui, that everybody knows and becomes so much a part of us by Yom Kippur, through this time in Yom Kippur, we say, Ma noyim alefanecha yoyshev morim. What should we say before you? Yoyshev morim, Hashem who sits, who dwells above, high, high above, yoyshev morim. And what can we say to you? Shoichen Shchokim, the one who lives high, high up, far away. I saw once a big tzaddik, a Goyin HaKodesh, Rabbi Hillel Lichtenstein, the Krasner Rav, Kavanas Aleif, Sklus Yagin, that he brought the name of his father. Tzadik Yisad Oilum was killed on Kiddush Hashem. That if we would be Zaycha, that if we wouldn't be such Dalim and Roshim, if we wouldn't be so poor in our thoughts, our words, and our actions, then the longing of Hashem would have already been fulfilled. That Hashem's longing is to be with us here in this world, for the Shekhinah to be exploding in Yerushalayim, instead of Rishayim going and shooting Jews in the face and the head. And the Shekhinah would be with us the way that she once was, when Yerushalayim was built, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was Nevuah, and even more than how it once was, if we were Zayich. But the truth is that we haven't been Zayich so far. And because of that, the Shekhinah Kedosha has ascended to a high place. And there's so much sorrows like the one that I mentioned a minute ago, Jews, innocent Jews, expectant mothers being killed. Sorrows, Shalom Bayis, Panasa, children. The Navi says, Ova, Ktsir, Kolakai, it's many seasons and many years have already passed. Vadayin Loinoshan. And we haven't yet been saved. Yeshua hasn't come. So the Krasner have said that this is what we're saying in the words of Vidui. Pan Noimala Fanacha. How do we begin? How do we begin? How can we open our mouths? How can we start? Ma'anoyim alafanecha, that after all of these years, after all of these years of davening, all these years of Yiddishkeit, and all of the chances, and all of the generations, ma'anoyim alafanecha, that Hashem is still Yosef Moram. He still dwells on high. He's still someplace that's so far away from our being able to feel him and be with him. The Shekhinah feels so distant from us. Uman nesapel lefanach. And what can we say in defense of ourselves? What can we say? It should be a schus for us. If the Metzias that we're living in is still, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Shekhinah, is Shoichein Shechokin. So far away. So far away that we don't feel her presence. So far away that we make believe throughout the year, we imagine that the Baruch Shalom is not with us. That he doesn't see us. That he doesn't care about us. That he doesn't love us. The Rambam, Shemana Prokim, in the third parak, everybody knows, so the Rambam compares the body of a person to the soul. And the Rambam writes over there that the same way that there's a body that's healthy and that's well, so too there's a nefesh, there's a soul that is healthy and that's doing well. And then there are people who are physically ill. And among those people who are physically ill, the Rambam says, some of them recognize Some of them understand that they're not well. They've been to a doctor, or there were tests, there are symptoms, they don't feel well. But they know that there's something wrong. And once the person knows that he's not well, the Rambam says he's able to seek a refuah. He's able to seek a cure. There's a chance. But then the Rambam says there are some people who are sick, and the Bechlau don't feel that there's anything wrong. That there's a disease that's growing inside the body every minute. And it's spreading every minute, lo aleinu, and the person doesn't even know. So too, the Rambam says, by Chayli HaNefesh, so too when it comes to the machlois, to the sickness of the soul. Sometimes a person doesn't sense that there's anything wrong at all. He doesn't feel that there's anything really, really deeply wrong. And he goes through his life, through the year, not understanding, not paying attention to the reality of that cancer, of the soul that's spreading. That something is not right. So we come to Slichus. The first thing we're saying by Slichus is Rabbeinu Shlalom, Asana Lecha, meaning we're coming to you. The fact of Lasecha means that we're banging on your door. It's not a game. Slichus. The summer ended very quickly this year. It's not a game. And everybody who's here is here because each and every one of us knows that there's something wrong. And each and every one of us feels that we need a refuah, that there's something that needs to be healed. There's something in our ruach that's not well. Now the same way when it comes to the guf, using the Rambam's moshul, the same way that when it comes to the body, it could be a person who lo aleinu has something seriously wrong, but all he sees on the guf, all that surfaces on the body, is some sort of a mark, a bump, a blemish. And because of that, the person believes that by taking some cream or some ointment and smearing it on the shetach, on the area of that strange bump, of that strange-looking pagam, that by smearing a little bit of lotion or cream, that the machla is going to go away. The Navi says, "Nach besodra chayu v'nach karu." Nach besodra chayu v'nach karu means that the Bayarim is telling us it's leases. And if we're fortunate enough to have detected in ourselves problems, shortcomings, ugly signs, blemishes, scars, tissue that has surfaced in our ruchnias over the years and this past year, if we're fortunate enough to see that and to know that and to understand that, then it's not enough to treat the sickness topically.
The Bar Yerulim is saying to each and every one of us, Nach Besodra Cheinu V'Nach Koira. Let us search. Let us make a Chakira. And to ask ourselves, Biritzinut, seriously, each and every one of ourselves now, why is it that with all of the davening of this past year, why is it with all of our Shabbos and all of our Yom Tovim and all of the mitzvahs and Masim Tovim that Jews do and that we try over the year? Why is it, Taka, that we feel that Hashem is still Yosef Moron? Manoim al-Fanacha Yosef Moron. That he's so far away. And we feel that Geula is far away, Mashiach is far away. And why is it that we still feel that he's Shoichein Shchokim, that he dwells in some distant galaxy? Akedekach, that we've deluded ourselves once again this past year to think that it's possible to say Lashon Hara and not to be heard. That it's possible to look on the computer at things and as if no one sees. And it's possible to have thoughts and feelings that are empty, tohu vavohu, of any content of the Creator. Because if Hashem is a concept, if Hashem is Baruch, is Yoshev Moroi, if He dwells on high, if He's Shoichein Shechokim, and He lives somewhere over the rainbow, and we don't feel Him in our lives, and we don't feel and appreciate all the good that He has done for us our entire lives and this past year, then we have to try during this time of the year. We have to try to work on that avoda of nachbasa drachenu v'nachkoyer v'nashuva. To search, to seek, to try to understand, and not to delude ourselves into thinking that it's something that's just a little, after something on the skin, and you put a little bit of something on, you say the sanatikus a little bit here like this, and you say a malchus, it's finest in the shofars, and the blusta bissel like this, you blow the shofar, and a clap the bissel, okay, and fatig, and then it's sukkis, and it's tira. But nachbisa drachelu v'nachkoira, and only then v'nashuva, and then they can return to you, and then you won't be so far away from us. So what is the shayrish? What is at the root of all of this? What's the shayrish of the problem? And the emes and tnimis. What's wrong? We have everything we need, Bo Hashem. To be shemim mitzvahs these days is not a big chachma. The person wants to learn. They're practically piping in the daf yomi when you walk on the street. Person wants to daven, wants to be better, to keep mitzvahs. Now, Ein Zah, one thing that's not here is the Shoichein Mora, the Shoichein Shchokim.
the one who dwells above.
Why is he above?
The Eibishter.
Why isn't he here with us?
He is, but why don't we sense it? Why don't we feel it?
Of course he's here.
And Mimela, why is it that so many seasons have passed and so many years and so much sorrow, Adayin Lo Nashan, and Yeshua hasn't taken place? So the Medrash in Veschanan that mentioned Shalshudas a few weeks ago, says in Pasuk, "V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha," and you shall return to Hashem. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. That's what this time is all about. That's what these parashiyos are all about. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. So the Medrash says, "Moshe leben Melech sheyotzel kavusra." We're familiar with the problem. Moshel, there's a Moshel of a Ben Melech. Moshel of Ben Melech, she also Tabusra. It's a Moshel of a prince who's gotten mixed up with a bad crowd. Yosel Tabusra, he's in a bad way. V'hoya ha-melech m'shaleach pedagogoi achrov. So the king sent his Rebbe, his teacher, his instructor. The king sent his teacher, his Rebbe, to go after him. V'omalai, and to tell his son, chazor b'cho b'ni, return to me, my son. Chazor b'cho b'ni. Come home. The Medrash says, "V'hoya ben Mishal chavi oimer la'aviv," and the son would send back the teacher, the messenger, to his father, the king, to say to his father, "Be'elu ponim ani chayze bi." Be'elu ponim. Ani Choyzebi means, how should I come back to you? Be'ezuponim Ani Choyzebi, how could I, with what face could I put on, what face could I dress myself in? In what way could I possibly come back home? V'anim is bayish lefanecha. V'anim is bayish lefanecha. I'm embarrassed, I can't face you. That's why we don't do tshuva. Not because we don't know the truth. Boyishnu v'nechlamnu. So the prince says, through the messenger to his father, to the king, Be'elu ponim ani chayzevi. I'm humiliated, I'm embarrassed. I can't face you. The Medrash goes on, V'hoya aviv mishal chevayim aloi b'ni. And his father sent back the shliach, tell my son, b'ni, my child, Yesh ben mizbayish laksa eitel aviv. How could it be? It can't be. Is there such a thing as a child who feels embarrassed to go back to his father? Who's embarrassed to face his father no matter what he's done, who can't return home? Vim ata chayze, and when you come home, if you come back to me, aren't you coming back to your father? I know there are parents here who want their children to come home. I know some of you.
I mean, I know most of you here, but I know that there are some of you here who haven't stopped crying. I know here there are mothers whose pillows are wet from tears, whose fathers who can't sleep at night because you want your children to come back. And even if they live at home, they're not with you. When the children feel that they can't come home, they're embarrassed, it's hard, they can't come back. And the king sends to the prince, to his son, Yeish ben mizbayis lachse eitzel aviv, vim atachoyze, loy eitzel avicha atachoyze. You're coming home. If you come home, who do you think you're coming home to? You're coming home to your father, you're coming home to your mother. This is on the word, the Shabta, Adha Shamuakecha. The Shabta is the letters, Boishas. Because the reason that we're not in that parasha of the Shabta, of returning home, is because of Boishas. Boishnu v'nechlamu laharim alakai ponayim alecha. We're embarrassed. We don't know how to come back. We don't know how to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we play that game throughout the year. That game of not looking at him in the eyes. We know how to play that game. And we become busy through the year, looking at a million other things. And now the chalal, you don't have to even look at people that you love in the eyes. You just have to look down at one of these miserable machines. And spend your whole year with your head down like a behemoth. To lift their head up. To look in the eyes. A husband, a wife, parents, children. It's getting harder and harder. When it comes to the Bari Olam, Boisnu v'nechlamu. This Rabbi, I believe. This is what Chazal are telling us. This is the Shoyrish, in the simplest way possible. You can hide from this, I can hide from this, but this is the simple truth. The Shoyrish, the root. The root of that sickness, of that machla, that surfaces in our lives in so many ways. With all of the aveiruch, the little aveiruch, the big aveiruch, Hashem Yirachem. With our inability to feel any cheshek for mitzvahs. The difficulty to daven, to say a word that is like, God forbid, like poison in a person's mouth. It's not that we don't believe in Hashem, I suppose. Rum aminim, b'nei maminim, we spoke about it by Shalosh Udas. Each and every one is atem, nitzav, mahayon kuchem, emes, be'emes. Each and every Jew is a chelek elokom, imal mamish. Each and every one of us is filled with a locus deep, deep inside. But that's exactly the problem. We know that. But we're so embarrassed. And we don't hear Hashem Yisbarach saying to us, not saying, we don't hear Hashem Yisbarach screaming and yelling and crying and begging. Yeish ben mizbayish lachsa etzel oviv. That's what Hashem is crying out to each and every one of us right now. Is there such a thing that a child can't go back to his father? Could it be that bad? Is there anything that we could do that it's made it impossible for any of us to go back to our father? And the Baruch Shem is saying to each and every one of us, if only he would say it to us in person. I know that's what everybody's thinking. Don't send a shliach, come and tell us. And he does that also. But to say to each and every one of us that he's saying to each and every one of us, V'matachoyzeh,
You're coming back. Who do you think you're coming back to? You're not coming back to, it's not school. This isn't a teacher. It's not a Rebbe. It's not an institution. It's not a stranger. I'm the one who bore you. I'm the one who gave birth to you. I'm the one who knows you. I'm the one who created you. I'm the one who put you into the world at this time when there's such a choshev, such a hester upon him. When the nisyonis and nisyonis that our Zaydis and Babis never ever, ever could have possibly dreamt or thought up of such nisyonis that we're living with in our generation. And Hashem has brought, made us and put us into the world now. And he's calling us home. Klum eitzel avicha. Klum yeis bemiz ba'ish ne'od. You know, at the beginning of Chavetz HaTalmidim, when the Rebbe Chusei Galenu Be'ez Kardesh, when he speaks to the children, he doesn't just speak, it's a kriya. He calls out to the children of the generation. Most of whom, of course, were killed. Those who survived, many of us there, are their children, their enekluch, those who survived. I know that many of you have read that first page. And I know that many of you, like myself, when you're feeling a little bit, or a lot, that Hashem is far away, that you go back and you look at this. The first words of the Rebbe's call, of his kriya, to the children. And we're children. It's not only if you're in cheder. Bonim atam Hashem alakech, makes no difference how old we are. So at the same time, just to read a few sentences to remind you. Everybody here is familiar with this in the English translation. Child of Israel, you are fortunate and blessed. You have merited to study Torah which shines with divine radiance. Listen to the next words of Isaiah. Just Chazar. This is from a very great Jew. You are God's delight. He tenderly loves you. The angelic beings who inhabit the higher spiritual dimensions, Yeshve Marim, Yeshve Shchokim, envy you. That's me and you. And recognize your preciousness. Your existence is a source of wonderment for the divine Srafim. They honor you. The heavens and all the celestial beings, the earth and everything that fills it, rejoice in you and are ready to bend according to your will. The whole universe resounds with the question, who is this child? That means me and you, not little kids only. Who is this child from whose mouth pillars of fire shoot forth when we learn Torah and we daven? Whom the Most High and Exalted God, who is constantly surrounded by multitudes of his hosts, looks at as his pride and joy. The Rebbe says, you too should be filled with joy and exultation at your great good fortune. You like someone privileged to be in the intimate circle of the King. The Holy One, blessed be He, whispers His secrets in your ears and teaching you Torah. Not to rejoice would be a sin. So what's the problem? The Rebbe continues. If you are aware of all this, the problem is we don't believe this. Hashem believes this. We learned this by Shalosh Shuvos, the tzaddik said, Ve'emunoscha ba'leilos. It doesn't mean just Ve'emunos, saying that we believe in Hashem in the night. Ve'emunoscha ba'leilos means, Rebbeinu Shlom, you believe in us during the night. It's your belief in us that keeps us going. Because you and I have stopped believing in ourselves a long time ago.
If you were aware of all this, the Rebbe says, if you could experience the state of great purity of mind and heart that exists as you learn Torah, if you would feel that. If you could inwardly feel the closeness of God who places Himself, as it were, directly in front of you and learns with you as you learn. If you realize that everything you ask of God concerning your life or the needs of your parents and family are like the sweet requests a child makes of a parent, so close is God to you. And if you really knew that God answers you and wishes to please you, like a father does a beloved child, you would be filled with happiness and your whole being would rejoice. Since you don't really feel all this inside, and instead know yourself only as a child, one among many children, you are unable to rejoice in the happiness that is rightfully yours. Not only that, at times you lose the will to go on learning altogether. This awareness, which was so obvious to our ancestors, which was so obvious to Jews who spoke Hashem's Baruch and who lived with Hashem, with that feeling of being Hashem's child. A child with problems, with mistakes, a child that gets fashmutz, that gets dirty, a child that played in the wrong place, a child that does the wrong things, but self a child. It's this feeling that we are losing. And because of this, we go on dragging ourselves through the motions of Yiddishkeit, praying to a God, davening to a God who is Yosef Maroim, who dwells on high. You have any friend who dwells on high? You might have friends who are high. You don't have any friend that dwells on high. What does that mean, dwells on high, anyway? Hashem is Yosef Maroim. It's very hard to get along with somebody who's Yosef Maroim. Shaykhin Shachim, he lives in the upper world someplace, far away. Shaykhis do you have? This is the Shaykhis. The Yisoid HaVoidis Chusik Eleinu from Slonim. It's brought down in the Tzivah Shalom, which is going to bring this all the time. The Vishmu, the Beis Avraham, all the Slonim Asfarim bring this from the old Rebbe from Slonim. It says in Pasuk, Musa Hashem b'ni al timas. Musa Hashem b'ni al timas. Listen carefully, the words, the simple pshat is, Hashem gives you Musa. Hashem gives you Musa. Don't reject it. Musa Hashem b'ni al timas. Hashem is telling you off. He's giving you Musa. Al timas. Don't reject it. Don't be disgusted with it. Al timas. So, we don't like Musa. From the time that we were growing up in yeshiva, that became a word. Later on in life, he said, don't give me Musa. I don't want to hear your Musa. But you know what the tnimius of that pasuk is? So the Yisrael HaVodah says, the biggest Musa that Hashem gives to a Jew is this. Bini, you're my child. Hari'ata ben Melech, the Yisrael HaVodah writes. Hari'ata ben Melech, you're the son of the king, you're my child. Bini mamish, v'lachein al pimas. And therefore, what are you doing with your life? Al timas means not the Musa. What I'm telling you is, you're my child. And if you would feel that, if you would believe that, like the Rebbe wrote, then al timas, then you wouldn't have spent another year making yourself so dirty, so unclean. Al kamis atmecha bedvarm shveilim umuchu'or. Don't make yourself unattractive and unappealing with all of these things that you've done during the year. That's the biggest musa. In Hazinu, we're going to say in the pasuk, Shiches loy bon of mumum, it says in his forum, if a Jew is engaged in hashchos, in things that are disgusting, Shiches loy. You know why? Loy bonav, because we're not convinced, we don't believe there is, we're his children. Mumam, that's the mum. That's the sickness, that's what's wrong with us. That's the shayrus. Shiches loy, you know why the hashchos of our lives? What's the reason for the hashchos? The reason Shiches loy, it's not Hashem. Shiches loy, the reason is loy bonav. We don't feel that we're his children, we don't believe in that. And therefore, we're afraid to go back to him. We tell the shliach, I don't know, I can't come to him. I can't raise my face, it will go on. Even here, even now, even during these days of tshuva. That a person can be mis'alim not to want to look up and to look at Hashem's Baruch in the eyes and to say, like Hashem says to us, B'niyah, for you my child. Klum, is there such thing that a child shouldn't go back to his father? Lift up your head, stop putting your face on the floor. You made mistakes. The Chiddush Rosh Chodesh said once, a chait is like this chait, that chait, what's the ikkar to come back? This was that avayu, this avayu, that avayu, al chait, al chait, al chait. The ikkar is to come home. You parents out there know that it's true. The children here are not yet parents that understand this like we do. It doesn't make a difference. We just want the children to come home. Period. Whatever happened, happened. At some point you start to say, you know what, I don't even want to know what happened. That's not the main thing. It's better I don't know. But just come home. There was a mice that I shared with a chever, wasn't here in shul, some months ago. And with this mice will come into Slichus and Mitzvah. We'll walk into Slichus, we'll lift up our heads. Some mice from the Baba Sali is Chus to go in about Kol Yisrael. And the Baba Sali only ate through this mitzvah. You know, we ate by Sudas Mitzvah. Shabbos, Yontav, Rosh Chodesh, Sima, Masechta, different times, certain yard sites of Tzadikim. Anybody who ever saw a picture of him knows that he was kidnapped not from this world. There was nothing on his bones. So there was a Rosh Chodesh Suda by Baba Sali. And by Shchodesh, Amcha Beis Yisrael used to come into the Tzaddik to eat together with him as Shchodesh. He was Makar of the Hamayin Am. All kinds of people showed up. So it happened once by a Rosh Chodesh. So there was a Yid, one of the Yidin that was there by the Baba Sali, by the Su'uda, by the meal, and began to cry. The Baba Sali asked him, what's wrong? And he said, what's wrong is that I have 7 daughters at home. And ein pruta l'parta, I don't have a penny to make a chasana. And then he cried, he was crying more, and he said, and besides that, he says, this is what's with my health and my wife's health and whatever it is, he can't even work anymore, he's sick. He was going on and on. And everybody saw that the Baba Sali was mamish, with every word that came out from this year, the Baba Sali was sinking lower and lower. It's time, Yaakov's nefesh, that he was feeling, listening to this Jew.
And then all of a sudden, the door of the room opened, and there was a big, big Elohid that was late to the suit, and he came in then. There's Rav David, the son-in-law of the Baba Sali. And the Baba Sali lifted up his eyes, and he saw his son-in-law walked into the room. And the Baba Sali screamed out, "Madu nechnasta? Why did you come here? Why did you come into the room? Who called you in here? Who asked you to come into here?" Everybody was shocked. And the Baba Sali never spoke to anybody that way. He was a shtick of Ahavas Yisrael. And especially if he knew how much he loved Rav David. And Rav David just stood there. Everybody just sat. And Rav David was shaking. He just stood there. He didn't know what to say. And the Baba Sali kept on repeating, "Mi kara lecha lekan? Mi kara lecha? Who asked you to come here? Who told you can come here?" And he didn't say anything. He just stood there. Until finally, Baba Sali spoke to his son-in-law and said, "I want you to repeat after me the words that I'm going to tell you now. And I want you to say exactly what I'm saying to repeat these words." I guess I'll pronounce them the way that Baba Sali pronounced it. He didn't say Chasan, he said Chatan. Who come over then? A son-in-law is the same as a child, is the same as one's own son. Uben yachol yikaneis el aviv b'chol eitz yitzeh. And a son can go into his father whenever he wants. And I want you to repeat these words after me. And Rav David just stood there and he didn't know what to say. Baba Sali, I said, you must repeat these words after me. Until finally Rav David started to say these words. Chatan hu kamo ben. A son. Uben yachol yikaneis el aviv. Listen, everybody. Everybody here. Uben yachol yikaneis el aviv. B'chol eitz yirtze. And a child, a son, can go into his father any time that he wants. That's the answer to the question that you should have answered. Mi kara lecha? Who called you? Who told you to come in here? And Rav David repeated this over out loud, and the Baba Sali said, louder. And he said it again, the Baba Sali said, louder. Until finally the Baba Sali stood up, and he went over to the wall, and he cried out, and he said this, Ata shomea Abba Shemayim. Do you hear? Abba Shemayim. Do you hear, Father in heaven? Do you hear this? Ma shechatni amar omer, what my son-in-law is saying. Ben yachol ikaneis al Abba Shelo b'chol eitzi yetzeh. Do you hear this? A son can go into his father whenever he wants. No matter what. Not only can he go, but all his father and his mother are living for as they should come in. So Baba Sali said, "As ani rotze achshav leikaneis elecha, avi." He says, "Therefore, I want to go into you now. I want to go and talk to you now, my father. Ulevakish mimchan. I want to ask you." Shetazorli Yehudi ha'omed kan. That you should help this Jew. And he davened quietly for a long time and says, Sha'a Arucha. Baba Sali was davening. And then he turned around there after a while and he said to that Jew, Itpalalti b'ne'eneti. I davened and Hashem answered my tefillah. Hashem is blessed to help us. Sof kol sof, barishnu nachlamnu, Kirashim, Kedalim Kirashim, the Fakhna Glasefa, it's all true. Each person himself knows. But Kum Yesh Ben, Hamizbayesh, Lachse Olaviv, Halayesh Alavichat Achayze, is there any bigger nachas than Hashem Yisbarach has? That from this entire world, you know, I know a lot of the chevra have asked me and are waiting for me to tell stories about things that I saw. Some of the chevra that I hear that when I was zeichet to be with my wife, and some of the chevra who are here was zeichet to be in Poland. And it's really too early for me to talk about these things. A little bit I said to one or two of the chevra, but it's really things that I have to think about. Even there, when you're there, you see the sin of the hatred, and you feel it in the air. And at one point, it was even that one of the tzadkonis that was with us, that some Russia said something bad. Look, it happens in America too, you know why? So that we had a fellow that was taking us around, but he's from Poland, he's from Warsaw, Yid, his name is Yankel. So Yankel turned to me, you know, on the bus, sat across from me, Yankel. And he said, and he asked me, what's big and round and hates Jews? I said, what? He says, the whole world. So from this whole miserable world, this big round place that hates us, this big round place that doesn't forgive that we're alive, this big round place that only invites Jews back, when all the Jews who live there are either ashes or are buried someplace. From this whole world, what does the Bar Olam have? What does our Father have? He has us, who are still talking to Him, who still remember that we're His children, who still come to say Slichus after all these years, and who still believe that His forgiveness is important. And who still believe that to be good children is still the tachlis of our lives. And if we feel that, if we could feel that and bring the Baruch Shalom down from His high place, and if we could bang on the door, you know what, not even to bang, just to walk right in. Like Rav David walked into the Baba Sala. And if you sometimes feel that Hashem is saying to you, who told you to come here? Then we should repeat after the Baba Sala those words that his son-in-law repeated. A son, a child, makes no difference, whatever happened. We want to come home. We want to come home, and we still believe that after all these years, our arms are open and waiting for each and every one of us. B'shavtav Hashem Elokech. We should desire each and every one of us to return home, to come back to our Father. And in that schus, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, חדש ימינו כקדם, ודגול השם ועמיתס, ונהג ימי עומד ועומד.